Welcome to the Grateful American Radio Show, hosted by author and publisher David Bruce Smith. What did George Washington do that you might not know about? What did Abe Lincoln know that could change the way you think about the Civil War? You'll learn about all that and more on this special show designed to restore excitement in American history. Let's get started. David Bruce Smith Grateful American Foundation is dedicated to restoring enthusiasm in American history for kids and adults. Founded on President's Day 2014, the mission of the organization is to provide insight and increase interest in the people and events that helped establish the United States of America. The first phase of the project highlighted the work and lives of the founding presidents, from George Washington to Abraham Lincoln. And today, July 4th, 2016, David launched a new website that is 100% focused on kids, www.gratefulamericankids.com. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, executive producer of both of these wonderful organizations, here with David Bruce Smith, and we're in Richmond, Virginia, in the historic St. John's Church, where Patrick Henry gave his famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. So we're here today to talk to David about why he's launching Grateful American Kids and what you have to look forward to. So welcome, David.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so tell us about Grateful American Kids. What inspired you to get this going?
Okay, well, I knew there was a general malaise about American history. That's in part because it's not being taught well, and nobody's really investing in it from the business point of view, mm-hmm. to improve curriculums or to improve collateral materials. One day I heard of this organization that is building a museum to the American Revolution in Philadelphia, and they did a survey. This was in 2011, and the results were that 89% of the survey said that the Revolutionary War took place after the Civil War.
Wow.
Well, that was very depressing.
Sure.
So I was hoping that if we started this, that it would help improve that a little bit.
Yeah, more people would know that the Revolutionary War clearly came before
the
Civil War. And why? And who the presidents were and who the players were.
Right.
So what are some of the goals that you have for the organization?
The goal primarily is to make history fun and for people to realize that history is about telling stories. There has to be an attitude shift.
Okay.
So think of history as his story. Think of it as doing an ancestry.com on anybody. Pick anybody. Adams, Jefferson, Dolly Madison, and go backwards. Even if you did a member of your family, it's the same thing. It's still history. So whatever it is that inspires you to look back.
And the context is everything. And the stories that we tell, the videos we do, the podcasts we do, the cover stories for the Grateful American magazine that we do, I feel like the mission is to really teach people the basics, but then help them go deeper as they're ready for it. So
right.
I think of it as kind of Velcro. We're giving people stuff to hang on to, and then from that they can add on to it.
Right.
And to me, a part of the problem with history, how it's taught, is that there's not enough rich stuff, not enough storytelling. So excited that we're trying to help and do something good.
Well, very often their teacher is fine, but in many cases as well, it used to be the history teacher had a history credential.
Mm-hmm.
Very often now, the history teacher has no history credential at all. So he or she is being forced to teach something that he or she does not like, and that lack of motivation is passed on.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a multi-generational mess.
And so we're trying to help
add
some juice to it, some fun stuff. So the website will feature everything from these cover stories to the books of the month, recipes from the colonial days, and essays that we're hoping the kids will contribute and the teachers will help us with. of fascinating facts, birthdays, things that will just make it juicy and kind of fun. And to that end, we wrote Grateful American Kids Rock, which is a music video that we had students from the Stewart School sing, and that was fantastic. 30 kids, first, second, and third graders, and some kindergartners sang Grateful American Kids Rock. Two music teachers, Bonnie Anderson and John McAllister, wrote the music to it, which was such a gift. And then the school opened the doors and let us do the filming there, so that was so cool. So you were actually part of the other video that we did on Charles Wilson Peel, the Revolutionary War artist, right? So that'll be the second one that the kids have reenacted and star in. So you got to be kind of
a cameo.
You're sitting there helping us tell the story. And do you tell the audience a little bit about Charles Wilson Peel?
He was a Revolutionary War artist. He painted George Washington, and he
like seven times, right?
seven or eight times, and he sired a lot of children who carried on the tradition, shall we say?
Right, which is so fantastic. And then we'll be coming back to St. John's Church and doing a reenactment, having kids in the audience where Patrick Henry gives his famous speech, and also in this audience were George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and some other famous founders. So we're going to get back into this venue and do that, and then we'll move to Mount Vernon and Lincoln's Cottage and some of the other places that have been so kind to let us come in and interview the directors. So 5 years from now, what is the one thing you hope people will take away from the Grateful American Foundation and Grateful American Kids?
Even more enthusiasm about American history, but people need to know that in order to be a responsible citizen, as David McCullough said, you have to know your past to understand your present. And if you want to vote, and if you want to participate constructively, I mean, there's no getting around it, particularly with the new wave of immigrants. The number of people who are not in the know is going to increase exponentially. All these people coming in need to know who Patrick Henry or George Washington or Dolly Madison. I mean, there are already enough people who don't. Mm. So it's our job to educate as many people as possible.
Yeah, so that'll be great. So tell us a little bit about your experience with American history. Who was your favorite president when you were a kid?
There are two answers to that. First of all, my experience was positive because I had great teachers. That's by luck. I also had a grandfather who felt very strongly that I should read biographies from a very young age, because he felt that at some point, biographies to him were like wisdom. And that by reading those kinds of books at an early age, eventually he felt I would have a pool of wisdom to draw on.
Beautiful.
My mother is a huge reader. So she was also another source of inspiration for that. And as far as presidents, my favorite president was always Abraham Lincoln, because he freed the slaves. And by freeing the slaves, that was really the beginning of civil rights. Had he not done that, when would it have happened? Mm-hmm. I mean, Andrew Johnson wouldn't have done it, and Grant wouldn't have done it, and Hayes wouldn't have done it. So I don't know at what point, you know, that would have changed.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing. And we learned, you know, how a lot of the founding fathers didn't want slavery built into the Constitution, but they had no choice. And yeah, it's fascinating when you start peeling back the layers of the things that we've learned.
Right.
How much you start to know. I think we're both you've always been great at trivia, but now I'm like at cocktail parties, I have a ton of things to share.
Abraham Lincoln preserved the Union and probably changed the world.
Yeah, amazing,
or at least our world.
Yeah, and what was your favorite history children's book as a kid?
Johnny Tremaine.
Yeah.
Johnny Tremaine was written by Esther Forbes in 1943, and it's about a kid in Boston living through the Revolutionary War.
So it wasn't just the founding fathers and the sons and the men who made the difference. To you, it's the women had a huge role.
Right. Some of the wives propelled their husbands to the White House. So that would be, you know, Abigail Adams, Dolly Madison, certainly Eleanor Roosevelt, because she was the eyes, ears, and an advisor to him. Mary Lincoln, I mean, she's perceived as a crazy person, but so when she was bad, she was bad, but when she was good, she was a great advisor. Nancy Reagan is probably the non-pathological version of Mary Lincoln, because she wanted to be a big actress, but she couldn't make it. So she propelled all that energy. She pushed all that energy through him and became First Lady.
Yes, and you're clearly a wealth of information about founding fathers and history and presidents and dates and times. So it's really exciting to have you be the founder of this organization, because now we get to learn what you know and more, and you and I are learning as we go, which is fantastic. So it's wonderful, and I'm thrilled to be part of this. So thank you for having me as the executive director, and I'm thrilled to be launching Grateful American Kids Rock. Grateful American Kids Rock, July 4th, 2016. Check it out, gratefulamericankids.com, gratefulamericanfoundation.com. We'll continue to have monthly stories that will help you understand American history from a fun and interesting point of view. So thank you for being with us. Stay tuned for more, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for being with us. You are watching The Grateful American TV Show, a video production of David Bruce Smith's Grateful American Foundation. Watch more episodes at www.gratefulamericantv.com. And follow our TV show, radio show, monthly newsletter, and upcoming books at our website, www.gratefulamericanfoundation.com. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, your co-host. On behalf of David Bruce Smith and myself, we look forward to restoring enthusiasm in American history for you and your kids. We'll talk to you soon.